I told you I was going to take you to Ireland this week today in the Classic Cafe, and we are celebrating an American in Ireland today. He is my third cousin. His name is Blake Risk. Thanks for catching up with us today, Blake.
Oh, my pleasure, Beth.
Your wife was raised in Ireland.
She was. She lived not too far from where we're living now in an area called Cluster and Donnycarney in that area. And yeah, we're about 10 minutes from there.
And you were raised mainly in Minnesota.
I was. Born in Iowa. Proud of it. Proud Iowa boy. Went to Minnesota, lived about 20 years there, 20 years in Los Angeles, and then here in Dublin, Ireland.
And so are you feeling a little culture shock, or did you feel a little culture shock? You still getting used to being in Ireland after, and tell me how many years you've been there?
Well, we've been here a little over 2 years, and yeah, I definitely have days where I'm culture shocked. At first, we have family here. I used to travel back and forth to see the family, and I was definitely comfortable with the move. But after a period of time, you definitely miss the States, and you miss the conveniences and the things that you know. So there was some homesickness for a while.
So there are some things that are further from you that make it a little more work, or what? Which conveniences do you miss?
Probably just, quite frankly, Amazon. I used to like having things delivered directly to my door. Here you have to go on a scavenger hunt to find anything you want sometimes. It's just not quite as easy to get the little things in life that you like.
Okay. I hear the kids.
She's screaming for me. Sorry.
So here in the Americas, we celebrate St. Patty's Day with a lot of corned beef and cabbage and sometimes a potato or two. I hear that we may be doing it wrong, Blake.
Yeah, I've yet to see anybody eat corned beef or cabbage. It's not really a thing. I hate to break it to you.
Yeah, it's the American version of St. Patty's Day, right?
It is indeed. It is. You'll see it at the Brazen Head on the menu there, but I think that's for the tourists.
Aha, for the tourists. So, what is the staple for dining on St. Patrick's Day in celebration?
Oh, that's easy. That's Guinness.
And that's all you need.
What are the staples? The staples for dining? That's a really good question. I would think that it's definitely going to be Guinness. Everybody's is quote unquote on the drink that day. I actually have to admit, I drive by a cabbage patch around here all the time. It's kind of funny when you think about it.
Ah, so one of the things in the Irish culture is obviously the slang. And I do want to talk about the slang. I just need you to know I've been telling Sean and Patty jokes now for about 2 weeks. As soon as we hit March, I got out my best little broke, and I've been telling the drunken Sean and Patty jokes. I do it every year, and they're so dumb, they're funny. So
I'm hearing your accent, too. That's great.
I can pull it out if I need to, but it's not the best. I think that one of these days I'll run into someone who has the true broke, and they're going to go, what are you talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's hard because there's so many different dialects of the accent here. You don't know who you're talking to sometimes. It's funny.
Gotcha. So yeah. Regions have different dialects.
Oh, and regions have different slang terms. So, you can hear the difference between someone from, say, Cork or Wexford or something along those lines.
All right. So let's talk about some of the phrases that you had to get used to as an American living in Ireland.
Yeah, there was plenty of them. Now, I fortunately have two very colorful sister-in-laws that taught me some of the terminology ahead of time. But trust me, I've learned a lot in the last 2 years.
Colorful. What a word. All right. So give me one. Let's try it.
Some of the standards are, scarlet. So people will say things like, I'm scarlet for you. Or I'm scarlet. So if someone says, I'm scarlet for you, that means that they're embarrassed for you. And if they're scarlet, then that obviously means that they're embarrassed. It seems to be a big thing around.
Oh, so stop doing that. I'm embarrassed for you. I like it.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yeah, it's good stuff. There's a few words that have multiple meanings, like the word lash. So if we're talking lash, it's lashing out. That means it's raining hard. Give it a lash means obviously trying something. Or if you're on the lash, well, guess what that means? We're out drinking. So, multiple meanings.
And we do that in America. Big, huge, large, grand.
Exactly.
Ah, okay. Well, so you do have to be careful about that.
Indeed, indeed. Another, you know, some of the interesting ones were like things that are banjax or I'm banjaxed. Now that was a new one for me. I had never heard that one until probably about a year ago, and that means you know you don't feel well, you're sore, or something is simply broken.
You're sore, as in a bad temper. I'm banjaxed.
I'm banjaxed. That could mean that you had a hard night out the night before, or something is actually broken. So if you played your harp too hard and you broke a string, well, that thing's banjaxed.
I like that word. And yeah. I did see that word actually in my research of words that mean you got really drunk.
Oh,
it was kind of
those.
One of those, you know, you're Irish if you've never been drunk, but you have been, and there was a whole list of things descriptive of having been very drunk, but not drunk, not drunk. It wasn't on the list. So banjaxed.
Banjaxed is another one. I like that one.
So within the culture, maybe the growing seasons. Now here, as you well know, in Iowa, we see corn, we see soybeans on the side of the road. And so if you're driving in Ireland, what are you seeing on the side of the road?
Generally, if I'm driving around on the other side of the road, by the way, that took some getting used to.
Ooh, I forgot about that part.
I see cabbage. There's cabbage fields around here. You'll see a lot of root vegetables, and you'll also see some beautiful flowers. You'll see potatoes. Another lovely thing that I see as I'm driving down the road is the sea. I see the Irish Sea, and that's quite pretty as well.
Oh, that would be. And you live out toward the sea somewhat, I think you said.
I live very close to the sea. I'm about a 3-minute drive away, maybe a 10-minute walk.
So do you pay attention to the tides?
Well, I do that for my son and my daughter. We talk about the low tides and the high tides because, you know, we often will ride horses on the beach, and I have them keeping an eye on things.
Any other highlights, things that you really were surprised by that you enjoy the most about living in Ireland as an American?
You know, coming from, you know, the States and coming here, you obviously don't, you know that it's going to be different. You know, I was probably most impressed by how, I guess, nice most people are.
Well, I am glad that you are finding kindness and happiness in Ireland. And, gee, I hope someday to fly over the sea and come see you there in that beautiful country.
You'd always be welcome here.
Blake, thank you so much for helping us out with this great project as we're headed into St. Patrick's Day here in the Classic Cafe.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.